The business news begins with a jittery stock market. Consumer prices were on the rise again in May. Higher costs for rents and gasoline helped push overall prices up by 0.4%. Concerns about inflation along with higher interest rates are making for a sour mood on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost another 0.8%. It's now lower than it was at the start of the year. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Just a month ago, the Dow was within striking distance of its all-time high of 11,722. But in the weeks since then, the markets have been consumed by fears about inflation, fears that have intensified following hawkish comments by Federal Reserve officials. There's a lot of concern that inflation pressures are growing at a time when the economy is slowing down. As a result, prices have tumbled. Yesterday, the government released a report saying core wholesale prices were a bit higher than expected, and stocks fell even more. The Dow is now at just a bit more than 10,700, a decline of about 8% in a month. The Nasdaq Composite Index has fallen 12% since mid-April.
We're really trading on momentum and emotion.
Jim Paulson, chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, says inflation fears don't fully explain what's happening in the markets right now.
I think that a little bit of panic has set in. And when you get to this point in the marketplace, it sort of leaves rationality. It sort of quits trading on fundamentals, if you will, and starts trading on emotion and direction and momentum.
Paulson notes that oil prices fell yesterday, and so did bond yields, which stock investors normally like. There were also better-than-expected earnings reports from Goldman Sachs and Best Buy, but none of that seemed to make much difference to the markets. After U.S. stocks tumbled on Monday, it caused new jitters in Asia and Europe about where the global economy is headed, and stock prices fell in those regions. That, in turn, may have dragged U.S. markets down even further yesterday. Jim Paulson says the U.S. stock markets may be in a kind of negative feedback loop with other markets, and as long as this persists, no one can really say whether the market has bottomed out. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.